Chapter 40. Reacher took the first sip of his coffee. It was perfect, hot, strong, smooth, and a great mug. He looked across the table at Vaughn and said, "Oh, thank you very much." She said, "What else is going on there?"
"I don't know, but there's a hell of a vigilante effort going on about something. After the PD ended up depopulated, I went to see the local judge about getting sworn in as a deputy."
"You weren't serious?"
"Of course not. But I pretended I was. I wanted to see the reaction. The guy panicked. He went crazy. He said he'd deputize the whole population first. They're totally serious about keeping strangers out."
"Because of the military stuff?"
"No," Reacher said. "That's the MP's job. Any hint of espionage, Thurman's people would get on the radio and the MPs would lock and load, and about a minute later the whole town would be swarming with Humvees. The townspeople wouldn't be involved."
"So what's going on?"
"At least two other things."
"Why two?"
"Because their responses are completely incoherent, which means there are at least two other factions in play, separate, and probably unaware of each other. Like this morning, Thurman had me checked out. He saw that my paper trail went cold 10 years ago, and therefore I was no obvious danger to him. And then he ran your plate and saw that I was in some way associated with a cop from the next town, and therefore in some way untouchable. So he played nice and gave me a guided tour. But meanwhile, without all that information, someone else was busy busting your windows, and nobody busts a cop's windows for the fun of it. Therefore, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing."
"Thurman gave you a tour?"
"He said he'd show me everything."
"And did he?"
"No. He stayed away from the secret area. He said it was just a junkyard."
"Are you sure it isn't?"
"I saw activity in there earlier. Smoke and sparks. Plus, it's carefully screened off. Who does that for a junkyard?"
"What are the two other factions?"
"I had no idea. But these young guys are involved somehow. Lucy Anderson's husband and the dead guy. And Lucy Anderson's husband is another example of the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. They sheltered him and moved him on, but threw his wife out of town like a pariah. How much sense does that make?"
"He moved on?"
"I saw him at the rooming house at 3 o'clock, and he was gone by 7. No trace of him, and nobody would admit he had ever been there."
"The plane flies at 7. Is that connected?"
"I don't know."
"No trace at all?"
"No physical sign, and a lot of zipped lips."
"So what's going on?"
"When was the last time any normal person entered despair and stayed as long as he wanted and left of his own accord, to your certain knowledge?"
"I don't know," Vaughn said.
"Months, certainly. There was an entry in the hotel register from 7 months ago.
"That sounds about right."
"I met the new girl last night," Reacher said. "Sweet kid. Her name is Maria. I'm pretty sure the dead guy was her boyfriend. She showed me his picture. His name was Rafael Ramirez."
"Did you tell her?"
"No."
"Why not?"
"She asked me if I'd seen him. Truth is, I didn't actually see him. It was dark. And I can't give her news like that without being completely sure."
"So she's still swinging in the wind?"
"I think she knows, deep down."
"What happened to the body?"
"It didn't go to the county morgue. I checked on that."
"We knew that already."
"No, we knew it didn't go straight to the morgue. That was all. So I wondered if it had been dumped somewhere out of town and found later by someone else. But it wasn't. Therefore, it never left despair. And the only meat wagon and the only stretcher in despair belonged to the metal plant. And the metal plant has furnaces that could vaporize a corpse in 5 minutes flat." Vaughn got up and poured herself a glass of water from a bottle in the refrigerator. She stood with her hips against the counter and stared out the window. Her heels were on the floor, but most of her weight was on her toes. Her T-shirt had one lateral wrinkle where the base of her spine met her butt. The cotton material was very slightly translucent. The light was all behind her. Her hair was dry, and there was fine golden down on her neck. She looked spectacular. She asked,
"What else did Maria say?"
"Nothing. I didn't ask her anything else."
"Why ever not?"
"No point. The wives and the girlfriends aren't going to tell us anything, and what they do say will be misleading."
"Why?"
"Because they've got a vested interest. Their husbands and their boyfriends aren't just hiding out in despair on their own account. They're aiming to get help there. They're aiming to ride some kind of an underground railroad for fugitives. Despair is a way station in and out. The women want to keep it all secret. Lucy Anderson was okay with me until I mentioned I used to be a cop. Then she started hating me. She thought I was still a cop. She thought I was here to bust her husband."
"What kind of fugitives?"
"I don't know what kind. But the Anderson guy was the right kind, and Rafael Ramirez was the wrong kind."
Vaughn took Reacher's mug from him and refilled it from the machine. Then she refilled her glass from the refrigerator and sat down and said,
"May I ask you a personal question?"
Reacher said, "Feel free."
"Why are you doing this?"
"Doing what?"
"Caring, I suppose. Caring about what's happening in despair. Bad stuff happens everywhere, all the time. Why does this matter to you so much?"
"I'm curious, that's all."
"That's no answer."
"I have to be somewhere, doing something."
"That's still no answer."
"Maria," Reacher said. "She's the answer. She's a sweet kid, and she's hurting."
"Her boyfriend is a fugitive from the law. You said so yourself. Maybe she deserves to be hurting. Maybe Ramirez is a dope dealer or something, or a gang member, or a murderer."
"Ramirez looked like a harmless guy to me."
"You can tell by looking?"
"Sometimes." "Would Maria hang out with a bad guy?"
"I haven't met her."
"Would Lucy Anderson?"
Vaughn said nothing.
"I don't like company towns," Reacher said. "I don't like feudal systems. I don't like smug, fat bosses lording it over people. And I don't like people so broken down that they put up with it."
"You see something you don't like, you feel you have to tear it down?"
"Damn right I do. You got a problem with that?"
"No."
They sat in the kitchen and drank coffee and water in silence. Vaughn took her free hand out of her lap and laid it on the table. Her fingers spread and extended. They were the closest part of her to Reacher. He wondered whether it was a gesture, either conscious or subconscious, an approach or an appeal for a connection. No wedding band.
"He's not here right now."
He put his own free hand on the table. She asked,
"How do we know they were fugitives at all? Maybe they were undercover environmental activists, checking on the pollution. Maybe the Anderson guy fooled them and Ramirez didn't."
"Fooled them how?"
"I don't know. But it worries me if they're using poisons over there. We share the same water table."
Thurman mentioned something called trichloroethylene. It's a metal degreaser. I don't know whether it's dangerous or not."
"I'm going to check it out."
Why would the wife of an environmental activist be scared of cops?
"I don't know."
The Anderson guy wasn't fooling anyone. He was a guest there. They gave him a place to stay and protection. He was helped.
"But Lucy Anderson wasn't. She was thrown out."
"Like I said, the left hand doesn't know what the right is doing."
"And Ramirez was killed."
"Not killed, left to die."
"So why help one and shun the other?"
"Why shun him at all? Why not just round him up and dump him at the line like they did with me and Lucy?
Vaughn sipped her water. Because Ramirez was different in some way. More specifically dangerous to them.
Then why not just take him out immediately? Disappear him. The end result would have been the same.
I don't understand it.
Maybe I'm wrong, Reacher said. Maybe they didn't shun him or keep him out. Maybe they never even knew he was there. Maybe he was sniffing around on the periphery, staying out of sight, trying to find a way in. Desperate enough to keep trying, not good enough to succeed.
Vaughn took her hand off the table. We need to know exactly who he was. We need to talk to Maria.
She won't tell us anything.
We can try. We'll find her in the diner. Meet me there later.
Later than what?
We both need to sleep.
May I ask you a personal question?
Go ahead.
Is your husband in prison?
Vaughn paused a beat and then smiled, a little surprised, a little sad. No, he isn't.